Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
It's Saturday afternoon in the beaming sun. It's stopped raining, which is great. We're outside of a Kashmir cafe with Amelia. Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Wonderful to see you as well. So you've done, I will say, three sets so far this weekend. That was your third?
This was my second. Yes, got one more tomorrow.
Awesome. And you're up at the Electro Love stage tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, at 11:45. Yeah.
And it's due to rain, so you're probably going to have everyone come from the campsite and go, let's have some shelter, and you'll have the fullest tent you've ever had.
We can only hope. I really hope it does end up being busy, because where it's an earlier set, there's always that fear of, oh, there are going to be people there. But yeah, fingers crossed it will be nice and busy.
I think if just one person turns up, they've come to see you, haven't they? So it's really nice to give it your all. How are you enjoying it? Is it what you expected? Have you done the festival before?
Yes, yeah. So I've done the festival for probably the past 5 years, and I love it every time. I probably love it more every year whenever I do it. It's fantastic.
And to a home crowd for you, that must be so lovely.
It is. It's really lovely. And whenever I perform Kashmir especially, I always see familiar faces just dotted around. It's like, oh, hello, hello. Yeah, it's really nice, really lovely.
And does that make it easier or harder having people you know in the audience?
Usually at a gig, so where I do gigs all across the Isle of Wight, it would be harder. But when it's like a big festival, I actually find it easier here because it's like, oh, a bit of something I recognise, like, you know. So, yeah, it's probably easier, to be honest.
You've got loads of new tracks, like Ego and, I'm going to say, Fool. I had to remember that there. And Ghosted, which you played last year, I remember that.
Yes.
Still remember the bass line to that. I had it in my head for ages afterwards. You're hoping to release new music this year?
Yes, fingers crossed. I have a videographer who is also one of my good friends called Alex's Lens, and he is incredible. But where it's just come into the summer, it's like he gets really busy, I get really busy, and it's really difficult to sort of be able to find a middle where we can both meet and discuss and get things sorted. So hopefully we'll start videoing a lot of stuff in the autumn, and then I'll be able to release towards the end of the year.
Because I've seen online you've been basically going over to recording studio and doing things, so I guess the ball's rolling at least.
Yes, yeah. I think that music wise the ball is definitely rolling quite fast, because it's I've got so many in the pipeline and like lined up ready for releasing, but I've got no visuals yet, so it's exciting because I can go, right, I have this song, I'm going to release that first, so we'll do the visual first and then just build up a plan for ready for releasing. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So I'm interested to know, you finished for today, what are you excited now to go and see? What's the festival for you? So you're desperate to go and watch your influences.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to go and see Scouting for Girls, because since I was little, I just love them so much. And then other than that, I think I'm going to try and catch up on some local artists as well. I love the festival and everything that it brings, like loads of big names coming over and stuff. Plastic Mermaids yesterday, absolutely incredible. And I just want to sort of keep watching people that are like me trying to build themselves. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Cool. So Electro Love tomorrow afternoon, looking forward to it. 11:45.
Yes,
morning, yeah. Okay. So look forward to that. Thank you for chatting to Vectis, Amelia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure with Vectis Radio. I love it. So thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.